for your word, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that says no temptation has seized you that isn't common for people. But God is faithful. He won't allow you to be tempted beyond your abilities. Instead, with the temptation, God will also supply a way out so that you will be able to endure it. 1 Corinthians 10:13. Father God, today, O Lord God, I thank you, O God, for a way out. I magnify your name, O God, for a way out. I praise your name, O God, for a way out. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, today, O God, I praise you, God, for a way out. I praise you, O God, in the name of Jesus, that we have a way out. We have a way out of the snare of the fowler. We have a way out, O God, of the snare of the adversary. Lord, we have a way out, O God. Father God, today, O God, I praise you, O God, for a way out from those lying, deceptive spirit, God. We have a way out, O God, in the name of Jesus, from the enemy that wants to destroy us, that wants to kill us, that wants, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God, Father God, to destroy our name, to destroy, O God, everything about us, God. But we have a way out in the name of Jesus. We have an advocate, Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who is praying for us, God, that we have a way out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, O God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, O God, I thank you, O God, that this is perfectly normal, O God, because you went through it, God, in the name of Jesus. And you, O God, Father God, you had a way out. So you, O God, the same thing can be done for us, God. That, Father God, in the name of Jesus, O God, that we be patient in tribulation, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, O God, and that we will overcome this obstacle, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, because we are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony, that we have a way out. Father God, I thank you, O God, for your word. In Psalms 107:19-21, it says, so they cried out to the Lord there in their distress, and God saved them from their desperate circumstances. God gave the order and healed them. He rescued them from their pit. Let them thank the Lord for his faithful love and his wondrous works for all people. Father God, I thank you, O God, that you will save us, O God, from the pit of the enemy, that you will save us, O God, from the dangerous pit, that you will save us, O God, in the name of Jesus, from the pit that they have dug, God, that you will save us, O God, you will lift us out, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will make a way in the wilderness. Shall we not know it, that you will even make, O God, rivers in the desert. Mighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I thank you, Father God, for a way out. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I praise your name, God, for a way out. Father God, I magnify your name, O God, for a way out. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, O God, I thank you, O God, for a way out. I thank you, O God, for your steadfast love, O God, for your faithful love, O God. I thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, O God. Father God, O God, that all I need, O God, is a little prayer unto you, O God, in the name of Jesus, that even now that you are right here, O God. Father God, I pray and I thank you for a way out in the name of Jesus. Your word says, O God, Lord God, in Psalms 147:3, that God heals the brokenhearted and bandage their wounds. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, O God, that you are a healer. You, O God, in the name of Jesus, are a way maker. You are a deliverer. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I bind every discouraging spirit. In the name of Jesus, that the enemy wants to use to destroy us, I bind every discouraging demon by the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, I pray, O God, that you bind up this discouraging wound. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that Father God, that, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will heal this discouraging wound by the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. As your word says, oh God, that God heals the brokenhearted in the name of Jesus and bandage up their wound. Father God, I thank you, oh God, for your healing. I thank you, oh God, for your deliverance. I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, that every broken pieces, Lord God, will come back together. That every broken pieces in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth will be healed. Father God, in the name of Jesus, that every broken pieces in our life, God, will be healed. God, every broken pieces in our child, God, will be healed. Mighty God, I thank you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you are worthy, God, to be praised. I give you glory, oh God. Lord God, my Lord, my Lord, my God, I cry out to you for help. And you, oh God, healed me, Lord God, according to your word in Psalms 30:2. Lord God, by the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I thank you, oh God, for your healing from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet. I thank you, oh God, whatever, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that the enemy has sent as a point of contact. Oh God, I command the assignment of the adversary to be aborted. I command it to have a miscarrying womb. I command it in the name of Jesus to, oh God, have dry breasts. I command it in the name of Jesus to dry up at its roots. In the name of Jesus, I command that there be nothing to feed it. I command every word in the name of Jesus to fall on dry ground and to dry up at its roots. I command in the name of Jesus every assignment of the adversary in the name of Jesus over our health, our mind, our will, our spirit, and our emotion in the name of Jesus to be aborted. I command it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to, oh God, be nullified. I command it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth to have no power, to lose its power in the name of Jesus. I command that spirit to be disarrayed. I command that spirit to come to confusion in the mighty name of Jesus, to confuse out of his, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, current places. I command it in the mighty name of Jesus to be desolate by the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ. I command it in the name of Jesus to dry up at its roots in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I command it to be diverted in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I return back every in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, for your word that says my body and my heart fail, but God is my heart's rock and my cheer forever. In the name of Jesus, Psalms 73:26. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, my mind is pure. My mind, oh God, is the same mind as is in Christ Jesus. I pray, mighty God, in the name of Jesus, that upon this rock, oh God, your word says that you build your church and the gates of hell shall not prevail. That my mind, oh God, or mind, oh God, in the name of Jesus, stay on you. Lord, we have the same mind as is in Christ Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, that I will never fail. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, I will always pick, oh God, myself back up in the name of Jesus and move forward. Forward still, Jehovah's will, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I thank you, O God, for your word in the name of Jesus that says the Lord said, if you are careful to obey to the Lord our God, to do what God thinks is right, pay attention to his commandments and keep all his regulation, then I won't bring on you any of the diseases that I brought on the Egyptian. I am the Lord who heals you, according to Exodus 15:26. I thank you, O God, that, O God, for in the time of obedience, I thank you, O God, keep all your commandments. Lord God, I thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, O God, to pay attention, O God, to your commandments. I thank you, O God, that, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you will help us, O God, in all of our endeavors, that you will help us, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I thank you, O God, for your help. I praise you, O God, in the name of Jesus, for your help. I praise you, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You are worthy, God, to be praised. You are mighty, God, to be praised, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I thank you, O God, for, O God, faith, O God, in you, O God. Faith, O God, in your power, O God. I thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, O God, that you are guiding and protecting us, O God, from all troubles in the name of Jesus that may plague us, God. I thank you, O God, that you are protecting us, O God, in the name of Jesus from the oppressors, God. I thank you, O God, for your protection, God, that you protect us, O God, from all harm and danger, God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, O God, for your word in Isaiah 40:29, O God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you, O God, giving power, O God, to the tired and reviving the exalted, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, revive us, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, O God, when we become exhausted. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for our revival in our spirit, God. I pray, O God, for a revival, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in our spirit, man, in our mind, in our health, in our bodies, in our bones. Lord God, I pray, O God, for a revival, and I thank you, O God, for reviving us, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I thank you, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will revive us, mighty God, by your power, by your spirit, by your anointing, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I thank you, Lord God, that, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that revival may come to our spirit, man. Revival may come to our soul. Revival, oh God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for the anointing power that destroys every yoke, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that your revival, oh God, will come, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, that you, oh God, are walking alongside of us, oh God, that you give us strength when we are weak, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, when our minds and our bodies can't think to go on, oh God, that you give us strength, mighty God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, and you will deliver, oh God, in the name of Jesus, us, oh God, out of the hands of the hunter, God, that you will deliver us, oh God, with your power, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you will deliver us, oh God, in these trying, challenging times, oh God. I thank you, oh God, for your deliverance, God. I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you anoint us afresh, God. You anoint us, O God, from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet, that you anoint us, O God, in our hearts, that you anoint us, O God, in our minds, our bodies, our wills, and our emotions, God, in the name of Jesus, that you anoint us, O God. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that when we feel weak, O God, we are yet strong. Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, O God, I thank you, Lord God, for you are great and greatly to be praised, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, O God. I shall back you, God. I thank you, O God, for your morning angels, God, as the angels, O God, in the name of Jesus, and the realms of the spirit, O God, the atmosphere, the sequence of God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, O God. The challenge is the O God, in the name of Jesus, the challenge, the channels, Lord God, is open, O God, in the name of Jesus, to my voice this morning, God. I pray, mighty God, in the name of Jesus, that you will hear my cry, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God, in the heavenlies, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Your word says, O God, in Psalms 91:15-16, whenever I cry out to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O God, you will answer. I will be with you in trouble. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I will save you, in the name of Jesus, and glorify you. I will fill you, fill with old age. I will show you my salvation. I thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth for your deliverance. I thank you, O God, that I can call upon the Lord through prayer and praise and worship and the word. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and you will answer. In the name of Jesus, you will guide me. You will guide us, O God, to your salvation. And, O God, to a happier times. Lord God, I praise you, O God. I magnify your name, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I thank you, O God, for your grace and mercy. Hallelujah, God. I thank you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, O God, that you are a way maker. Hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you, O God, that when our heart is under strife, God, in the name of Jesus, and we call upon you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, through prayer, you will answer us. You will guide us, O God. I thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, for your word in Luke 8:50. Oh God, when Jesus heard this, he responded, don't be afraid, just keep trusting, and he will be healed, and she will be healed. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your healing power. I thank you, oh God, for your healing anointing. Lord, I pray, oh God, for your healing in the stomach, God. I pray, oh God, that whatever diabolical food, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that, oh God, we have ingested, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, whatever slip through, mighty God, in the name of Jesus, let there be nothing to feed it. Let it come out with all its roots in the mighty name of Jesus. Let it come out with all its roots. Father God, your word says that we shall eat deadly things, Lord God, poisonous things, and it shall not harm us, mighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever deadliest things, whatever poisonous things that we eat, mighty God, in the name of Jesus, it shall not harm us. We shall pass it out in the name of Jesus Christ. In our feces, it shall come out, O God, in the name of Jesus. Your word says the enemy shall come in one way, but shall flee seven different ways in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, O God. So whatever deadly things that we eat, whatever deadly things that come to try to invade our body, in the name of Jesus, I bind it in the mighty name of Jesus, because the word of God say, whatever I bind on earth is bound in heaven, and I loose the spirit of the anointing of the healing power of God in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I loose the anointing power in the name of Jesus of the healing manifestation in the mighty name of Jesus. I loose, oh God, the healing grace. Hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, are the watcher over our soul. You are the watcher, Father God, in the name of Jesus. The word says, no unclean spirit shall come nigh our dwelling place. No unclean food, in the name of Jesus Christ. Any food, Lord God, that we eat, oh God, with any word pronounced over it, mighty God, in the name of Jesus, it will not take place. It will not come to pass. The assignment is aborted. Those words are fallen dry ground in the name of Jesus. Those words in the name of Jesus, dry up those words, dry up those words, dry up those words in the name of Jesus, is aborted. Those words of miscarrying boom in the name of Jesus Christ. I pronounce, oh God, your healing power. I pronounce, oh God, your health. I pronounce, oh God, a clean bill of health in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I denounce every assignment of the adversary in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, O God, that your word says in James 5:14-15, if any of you are sick, they shall call for the elders of the church, and the elders should pray over them, anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. Prayer that comes from faith will heal the sick, for the Lord will restore to them to health. And if any have sinned, they will be forgiven. Father God, if we have sinned against you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we repent of our sins, God, every sin known and every sin unknown. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, O God, and through our repentance, God, we may be healed, set free, and delivered. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I thank you, O God, that healing is the children's bread. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I thank you, Father God, that with your stripes, Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we are healed. Hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, I thank you, oh God, even, oh God, though we sin, oh God, we have, oh God, we can rely on the Lord to guide us, oh God, to heal, oh God, in the time of our repentance, God, in the name of Jesus, in the time of hardship, in the time of sickness, God, we can call upon your name, God, because you are a healer, you are a deliverer, you are a way maker, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for your healing power, God. I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, that you are a God that healeth thee, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I thank you, mighty God, for your healing angels, Lord. Father God, I thank you for your word in Proverbs 17:22. A joyful heart helps healing, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. Father God, I thank you, oh God, for, oh God, in the name of Jesus, joyful heart. I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that our hearts will be kept joyful. Our hearts, oh God, will be kept rejoicing. Our hearts, oh God, will kept be kept, oh God, praising and worshiping you, oh God, and adoring you and magnifying your name, oh God. We will call upon your name rightful and early, God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, that our hearts will be filled of joy, our hearts will be filled of love, our hearts will embrace your kindness, oh God, our hearts will embrace, oh God, the spirit of love, our hearts, oh God, will embrace the agape love, our hearts, oh God, will embrace our Abba Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I thank you, oh God, for your word, oh God, in Psalms 146:8, it says, the Lord who makes the blind see, the Lord who straighteneth and straighteneth up those who are bent low, the Lord who loves the righteous. Father God, I thank you, Father God, because you love us so much, Lord, that you send your only begotten Son, that whomsoever believeth on you shall not perish but have eternal life. Lord God, I thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, O God, that you straighten us up, O God, that everything that is in our life that is crooked, you make every crooked path straight, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God, that, oh God, when we are low, that you lift us up, oh God, and we can stand straight, we can, oh God, bend our shoulders, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, and stand up straight and tall, oh God, in you, mighty God. I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you love the righteous, God, that, oh God, through God, many miracles, oh God, can occur. I thank you, oh God, for your miracles, signs, and wonders, God. I thank you, mighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, that you continue, oh God, to bless us, to pour out your blessing, to pour out your anointing, oh God, in the name of Jesus upon us, oh God. I thank you, oh God, mighty God, for you are able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that I may ask or think, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I thank you, Father God, for your word in Exodus 23:25. It says, if you worship the Lord your God, the Lord will bless your bread, in the name of Jesus, and your water. I will take, oh God, sickness away from you, Father, as I worship you, God, in the name of Jesus. Your word, this is your word, God, in the name of Jesus. You said, oh God, that you will bless, oh God, my bread, you will bless my water, in the name of Jesus, and you will take away sickness from me. You will take sickness away from our friends, our families, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you will bless, oh God, our bread and our water, in the name of Jesus Christ. So Father, every water, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that I drink, the water that I bathe with, the water, oh God, in the name of Jesus, I pray you bless the water, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, let the water be like the living running water, let the water, oh God, become a healing power, a healing tool, mighty God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I bless the water again, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, with your word says, oh God, if I worship you, Lord, that you, oh God, your God, will bless your bread and your water, in the name of Jesus. I will take sickness away, oh God. Father, when I drink the water in the name of Jesus, let the water become, oh God, the living running water, oh God, that heals, oh God, the sick in the name of Jesus. I pray, oh God, that the water becomes the living running water in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That water that you show me in the realms of the spirit, mighty God, that crystal clear water, that water that looks like crystal, mighty God, let it becomes that water, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Even the water from the pipe, mighty God, in the name of Jesus today, oh God, I bless the water by the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I thank you, Father God. I give you glory, oh God. I worship and adore you, God, in the name of Jesus. I bless the water, oh God, with your word, in the name of Jesus Christ, as your word says, oh God. If, oh God, you worship the Lord your God, in the name of Jesus, the Lord will bless your bread and your water, in the name of Jesus. And I will take sickness away from you. Lord God, bless our bread and bless our water in the name of Jesus. Our physical bread that we eat, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Our financial bread in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God. The word bread in the name of Jesus. The word that is the bread of life in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, when we eat your bread, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, let our spirit man, oh God, let our flesh be healed. Let our spirit man be healed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you give back to us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, those who believe in your goodness, God. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Your word says, oh God, in Isaiah 41 and 10, do not fear, because I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will surely help you. I will hold you with my righteous strong hand. I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you never give us the spirit of fear again, but you give us the spirit of adoption, that we adopt, oh God, the sonship of God, that we adopt your agape love, God, that we adopt, oh God, knowing that, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we are children of the Most High God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I thank you, oh God, for the spirit of adoption, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, through trials, through tribulations, Lord God, in life, oh God, that we will never walk alone. That, Father God, I know, oh God, that you are with us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And if you are with us, who or what can be against us, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth? I thank you, oh God, for your word, oh God, that says, oh God, dear friend, I am praying that all is well with you and that you enjoy good health in the same way that you prosper spiritually in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I thank you, O God, for 3 John 1 and 2 in the name of Jesus, that we will prosper spiritually in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that a pure soul is one that is the only wishes wellness on himself, but on also on others, that we will all prosper, oh God, in you, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I thank you, Father God, for you, oh God, your love, for your support, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, oh God, for your word, in the name of Jesus Christ. In Revelation 21 and 4, oh God, your word says, oh God, that he will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. There will be no more mourning, crying, or pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. Father God, let every dead thing in our life, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ, that the enemy, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as pronounced dead, that should live in the name of Jesus. But let every dead thing that's supposed to be dead in our life, oh God, remains dead in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh God, that we don't look, oh God, in the name of Jesus on the former things, but we look, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, of the things of God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that we look unto you, who is the author and finisher of our faith, God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I praise your name, O God, that you will always watch over us, God, that you, O God, are our shepherd, and we are your sheep. In the name of Jesus, that you, O God, will support us in every trying times, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, I praise your name. Hallelujah. I worship your name, O God, that you, O God, according to James 5 and 6, that you have condemned, O God, hallelujah, and murdered the righteous one who doesn't oppose you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, O God, that we can confess our sins, O God, to be purified. In the name of Jesus, O God, in our hearts and our minds. In the name of Jesus, O God, and that you, O God, will, O God, greatly reward us, O God, because you are a rewarder to them that diligently seek you, O God. I thank you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, O God, for your peace. I thank you, O God, for your word, O God, in John 14:27, that says,